You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Anita Marks with you on this Sunday morning, Sunday fun day. And it's always a little extra fun when Bobby Marks joins us on the program. Good morning. Good morning, Bobby. Thank you so much for your time. As always, you know how much I appreciate it. First and foremost, I mean, let's dive into the Nets before we were talking about the winning game one. You know, I don't want to bury the lead. And that's Harden's hamstring injury. Your thoughts when, you know, the first, what, few seconds of the game, you saw him limp off the court, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's concerning that it was, you know, within a minute of from when the game started. This wasn't something that happened towards the tail end of the game, or this wasn't, you know, in a game five or game six, especially for this team that had been off, since, you know, middle of the week, I guess, Tuesday or Wednesday, since their last game here. So I think the concern is that we're probably seeing a lot of the minutes that, you know, James Harden has played in Houston kind of start to creep up a little bit here. And so it is a concern, certainly from Brooklyn's perspective. I think they're good enough to get to an NBA Finals without James Harden. But it is a concern. And I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, I would be stunned if we see him for this series, especially if it's a hamstring injury. And those are, you know, that's something that, you know, if you're going to be playing at maximum effort, that's going to kind of creep in, you know, each game. And so we'll see what Brooklyn, you know, what the results will be. And I guess we'll take it day by day. But yeah, that was, especially the timing of it, that it was, you know, less than a minute into the game.
Really, really unbelievable. Listen, but I'm going to give credit where credit's due. You know, at first when Harden walked off, you got the sense like, oh, wow, the Bucks are really going to take advantage of this. They went on a little bit of a run, and then give credit to Steve Nash kind of reeling the guys back in. Let's settle down. We've played without Harden before. We can do this. And sure enough, they come back and they win 115-107. But with that being said, you know, in this series right now, the Bucks, you can wager that the Bucks are going to win the series now at +230. I'm curious. We've seen this Nets team play without Harden. Let's be honest. The league is all about, especially those that advance to the postseason, are all about having, you know, two great players. The Nets were fortunate to have the big three, no longer at the moment. What are your thoughts on the Nets winning the series now without Harden, Bobby?
Well, they still have two of the top 15 players in the NBA, you know, with Durant and Irving, and Milwaukee doesn't. You know, no offense to Chris Middleton, but he's not a top 20 player in this league. And I think what you saw last night was what transpired during the year with Brooklyn paid off, as far as, you know, either one of them out or two of them out. They all kind of know their roles, and the Brooklyn role players outworked Milwaukee's role players. I mean, it was clear, as far as, you know, we talk from Blake Griffin to Joe Harris, and then when you kind of look at what the bench was able to do with, you know, Mike James and Bruce Brown, Nick Claxton, guys like that, but, you know, Milwaukee didn't answer the bell. I mean, that Brooklyn bench outworked that group here. And so we'll see. I mean, as you know, every game is kind of a little bit of a different animal. It's its own little series here. Things can certainly change when we get to a game two if Milwaukee's making shots here. But I think for Brooklyn to get through this series, you're going to need that same type of effort, besides what you get from Durant and Kyrie, that you get from Joe Harris and that you get from Blake Griffin, guys that you've been relying on for most of the year.
Again, Bobby Marks joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's take a look bigger picture here in regard to some of the other series, and the one that's kicking off today at 1 o'clock, and that's Atlanta and the 76ers. And one of the show questions I post for today, Bobby, was, you know, you've got Harden dealing with a hamstring injury for the Nets. You've got Embiid dealing with a torn meniscus, slightly torn, but still torn nonetheless, for the 76ers, and Chris Paul dealing with a shoulder issue for the Suns. What's more concerning? For me, it's Embiid. I mean, I like Atlanta. Like, first of all, impressed with the way that Atlanta played against the Knicks. That's nothing to balk at in regard to the Knicks defense and how Trae Young was just otherworldly. I like Atlanta here to win the series at +160. And again, if Embiid was healthy, probably not so much. But considering Embiid's knee issue and he is quote unquote day to day, what do you see developing here in this series?
Yeah, I like Atlanta too. I mean, I picked them to win in six. Certainly the Embiid injury kind of hovers over this team. I just think, you know, watching Atlanta in that Knicks series, the ability to kind of go into New York on game five and close them out, I don't think the stage is too big for this group. Trey is playing as one of the top, you know, three or four players in this playoffs. You know, you're getting great production from Gallinari and Bogdanovic, you know, certainly with Capella playing like he has played. This is a good team. I think we saw that, we saw that in the last 10 days here. And you're going to have to get, you know, where is your scoring going to come from if you're Philadelphia, if Embiid is out? You're going to have to rely heavily on, you know, certainly Tobias Harris. We'll see what happens with Ben Simmons. You know, guys like Seth Curry will have to play, give you probably 20 points, 20 plus points here. I think if you are Philly, you probably want to, you know, kind of slow this game down and kind of getting in more of a kind of a half court game, from a defensive effort. But I do like Atlanta just based off of, certainly that Embiid injury, and we'll see if he can give it a go this afternoon and then kind of what happens the rest of the series.
First things first, Atlanta's getting three, four in some places. The over under is at 220.5. I'm taking Atlanta. I like Atlanta plus three. I think Atlanta wins this first game, so I like them on the money line, and I'm going under 220.5. You think Atlanta comes out and wins this first game, especially with a question mark in regard to whether or not Embiid's going to play or not?
I do. I think, even if, Embiid was out there, and I mean, I still like Atlanta. I mean, I know this Philly team is the top team in the Eastern Conference. I think game ones are a little bit tricky just because I've been on, teams that have gone in on the road and won in a game one. I've been at home when we've lost the game one. I think there's a little more pressure on the home team, especially in a game one here. I think we will probably see that a little bit this afternoon with Philadelphia. It's an early game. It's not a night game, so we'll see what type of crowd we get there, at least, early arriving crowd. But I do like Atlanta. I think probably taking the under if that's kind of the direction there, just because I think two teams that have been off for a little bit of time, might get off to a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah. I'm on the under. Some other bets out there that I like on this game. I like Trae Young over 26.5 points. I like him over 9.5 assists, and I like him getting that double-double, and you could get that at -112. Another guy that I think people have been sleeping on is Hunter. In what a role player he's been for this Atlanta team, you could get him over points at 12.5. Also, Seth Curry, over three-pointers at 2.5. Capella, over rebounds at 13.5. And I'm actually going. I know I'm over on everything, and I get criticized for that. But as I told Joe Fortenball on Daily Wager, he's like, "Why do you always take the overs?" And I said, "Because I like rooting for guys to do well. It doesn't always win me money.
You don't want to be rooting against people."
Yeah, I mean, I am going to give you an under in a minute in the Mavs game, the Mavs Clippers game. So hang tight for that, but. But for the most part, I like rooting for guys to do well. But any of those prop bets that I just threw out to you that kind of like grabbed your attention, grabbed your ear?
I think probably the Curry three-pointers, just because they're going to have to rely on him so much. And I think Seth has played really well this year. I think he played well certainly not Washington series here. I think Capella is interesting just because his rebounding percentage this year was high. I think he led the league in defensive rebounding percentage. DeAndre Hunter, who's been he's had a little bit of some injuries this year, played well in that New York series. But I think you can make a good argument for any of those as far as from an over standpoint.
Again, Bobby Marks joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. And a Game 7, how blessed are we? 3:30 p.m. this afternoon, the Mavs and the Clippers. What I find interesting here, Bobby, is, the previous six games, the road team has won straight up and has covered the spread. I mean, when was the last time we saw that? So, if you're going to bet the trends, then, you know, you want to bet the Dallas Mavericks, right? But there is something like I just feel like a switch was turned on with Kawhi Leonard. This is it. This is game seven. You're home. Is this where the trend ends, or do you think the trend continues and Dallas and Luka pull this out?
You know what? I don't trust the Clippers. I really don't. I thought Anita after game four in Dallas when they really put on a masterclass defensively, I thought that kind of shifted the series, and I thought they would win in they would go back to L.A. and then kind of win in six on the road in Dallas, and then we all know what happened in game five here. The pressure in a game seven is always on the home team based on home court here. So, this is kind of a flip the coin, see what we can get here. I don't know if you'll get another 45-point-plus performance from Kawhi Leonard, who really saved them in a game six. And then it comes down to the Mavericks role players, you know, guys like Tim Hardaway Jr. We'll see what happens. You know, Porzingis has been maligned throughout the series. He's an expensive, he's a $30 million guy who's basically standing in the corner. You know, so let's see what happens with him, today. I think we kind of know what we'll get with Luka, who's been on a big stage before. But this is a flip of the coin type game here. It'll be interesting what type of start Dallas gets out to. I think if the games they've won, they've gone out to really, really solid starts. If they're playing from behind, then I think that tilts a little bit more in the favor of the Clippers.
Some prop bets I'm going to throw your way as well. I love what Hardaway has been able to do. He's over under 19.5 points. Batum, I think I'm right, the Frenchman. Batum,
yeah.
eight and a half points, over under 8.5 points. I've been riding that over, and it has been hitting at least 75% of the time, especially now that they're utilizing him more on the defensive side of the ball to contest Luka. Finney Smith, over 2.5 three-pointers. And what about, is it Boban, who now has been getting a lot more playing time, over under 6.5 rebounds? Any of those tickle your fancy, Bobby Marks?
Well, I think Batum, certainly because we're probably not going to see Ibaka. And he will, what Ty Lue has done is that, he shortened the bench. I know he went to a little bit more Luke Kennard, I guess, in game six. But they're bigs. We haven't seen really DeMarcus Cousins at all. They'll play, somewhat small ball. Unless, I guess, Boban is kind of really taking over the game here. So I think, Batum is probably one of their better bigs, him and Zubac out there. So that kind of probably would pique my interest just because he's going to be on the court so much.
And last but not least, Monday night, you've got Denver going up against the Suns. Again, I mentioned it, some concerns in regard to Chris Paul's shoulder. I like Denver winning the series at plus 75. I love the bench rotation. It's not just six, it's seven deep. Who do you like winning that series?
I like Phoenix. Phoenix is my team to go to the finals. I had them beating the Lakers in the first round. I know the Chris Paul injury, certainly with the shoulder, will probably linger here. But, when you've got Devin Booker playing like he did, certainly the whole series in game six on the road, DeAndre Ayton has played really well. They've gotten a great lift from Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, kind of Jay Crowder, kind of their role players here. I know Denver is a great story because of the injuries with Jamal Murray and Will Barton, PJ Dozier, and you're relying on, Austin Rivers and, Shaquille Harrison and Marcus Howard, guys who are kind of on two-way contracts. I just don't know if they can do it again as far as, the guards. This is a little bit of I know you had Lillard and McCollum, but this is Paul Booker. As far as who you're dealing with, you don't have home court advantage. You're going to have to go on the road. I do think this series is probably six or seven games, but I do like Phoenix. I think there's a lot of momentum going for them.
All right, Bobby, before we let you go, bigger picture here in regard to the Nets, you still like them to win the series against the Bucks. Do you still like them to win the championship?
Yeah, I thought all along, even before the Harden injury, whoever got out of this series was going to get to the finals. I feel like this is kind of an NBA Finals worthy type series. Mm-hmm. I think if they do, get through Milwaukee, and if it's Philadelphia or Atlanta on the other end, you're looking at an NBA Finals that will probably start sometime in early July, I guess. And by then, I would think, you know, that Harden hamstring would probably be healed or somewhat, you know, back to, you know, on the court. And when you look at out west, how they match up against, you know, any of those four teams, I do like Brooklyn if they can get out of this round.
Great stuff as always. Bobby, thank you so much for your time on this Sunday morning. Enjoy the games later on today and, of course, the rest of the postseason. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.